This is Dr. Mejia, the attending for the patient Lucy Adrianzen, A-D-R-I-A-N-Z-E-N, medical records 151309, date of birth is 4-12-1954. Referring physician Dr. Imarili Sayas, procedure perform GDN colonoscopy, secondary procedure biopsy, date of the procedure August 26, 2022. Indications, screening for colon cancer, fecal occult test positive, post-op diagnosis, in pressure 1, internal hemorrhage, number 2, diverticulosis coli, number 3 colon polyps removed, number 4, diffuse gastritis, next number, otherwise normal EGD, pure paragraph. Depth of insertion, second portion of the duodenum for the EGD, secum for the colonoscopy, complication done immediately, medication as per monitor anesthesia care, withdrawal time was 8 minutes, preparation was good, pure paragraph, proprocedure as per double template, pure paragraph findings, oropharynx appeared normal, pure paragraph esophagus appeared normal, pure paragraph stomach, there's diffuse erythema in the antrum and body of the stomach. Biopsy taken, period. Duodenum D1, D2 appear normal, pure paragraph. Colonoscopy findings and a rectum. Internal hemorrhage grade 1, pure sigmoid descending colon, multiple reticular sin, pure paragraph. In the sigmoid colon, diminutive polyp about 3 mm spell, co-biopsy polypectomy performed, pure paragraph. Tony Fletcher, diminutive polyp about 3 mm spell, co-biopsy polypectomy performed, pure paragraph. Transverse colon, scattered reticulosis present, pure paragraph. Hepatic flexure appear normal, pure paragraph. Ascending colon appear normal, pure paragraph. In the cecum, there's a diminutive polyp about 2 mm erythematous removed by co-biopsy polypectomy, pure paragraph. Recommendations 1, follow pathology reports. Number 2, anterior inflammations. Number 3, avoid NSAIDs. Number 4, high fiber diet. Next number 5 is supplementation. Next number, repeat colonoscopy in 3 years.